Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. So, Greg, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, you told me you wanted to talk about apples.
Oh, apples. Yeah, apples.
And that you had a special way of preparing them. And you did bring some over, and I tasted them, and I thought that they were terrific. And I think this is a method that many of our listeners out there would like to learn about and also maybe prepare apples that same way.
Yeah, it's very simple and straightforward. And the reason for it, the reason I was doing it, was that I had, as often happens as you approach apple time, you know, the harvest season, you start to get a little too much of things.
Yes.
There's a superabundance, mm-hmm. you might say. And what do you do with it? Because you don't want those things to go bad. And early apples particularly want to ripen and go to they don't keep well.
They don't keep as well as the real fall season apples.
Yeah, the late season apples are a harder, firmer apple, mm-hmm. and they'll keep much better. They keep them for months.
Under refrigeration.
But summer apples and early apples, let's say, let's mm-hmm. put it that way, mm-hmm. They don't keep well. And I had a bunch of apples, and I thought, Now I'm gonna really be inundated because new apples are coming in constantly, and our old pal Art Callen, with his wonderful orchards down in Corvallis, he's bringing us apples whether we want them or not. And of course we want them, but so I got to get rid of them. So what am I gonna do? I didn't want to make applesauce because these were not the apples that I usually prefer for applesauce. It's one thing to make applesauce and can those kinds of apples. And you have little recipes that go with it. Mm-hmm. So it's a little more technical and all that. I wanted to just preserve these. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I just peeled a bunch of apples. And among them were acanes, which is a relatively firm one, mm-hmm. which is good. Mm-hmm. There were some discoveries. There were some apple. I think there was a handful or three or four at least of some Macintosh that had come from somewhere. Somebody picked them up, and I had them in my cooler. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I had all these apples. So I peeled them all up and just put them in a pot with a little water, just a tiny little bit of water and some lemon juice.
Did you cut them up at all?
I hardly cut them at all. I cored them, you know, and took the seeds and stuff out. And maybe I might have quartered them and broken them up uh-huh. a little bit.
Okay.
And just threw them in the pot. Brought that thing to what you can't even really say it's a boil, but it's enough that it was giving off a little steam uh-huh. because there's not much free moisture in there, just less than a quarter cup of water, I'm sure, plus whatever that lemon amounted to. And I had a nice sizable pot there and put the lid on it and immediately got some pint jars and put them in boiling water. And I didn't worry much about, sterilizing them much, just brought that to boiling water mm-hmm. a little bit. And mm-hmm. then I just filled those pint jars with this basically heated apples.
Because I remember when I tasted it, they were cooked, but they had crunch to them still.
Yes.
So they were only partially cooked. And the beauty of that, I think, is the fact that you can work with them from that point and cook them more.
Yes, you can.
Or you could use them as is if you wanted to.
Yeah, for the most part, you could. You could make a pie or a tart or something like that. Some of them already were approaching applesauce consistency. However, mm-hmm. some of the softer
on,
ones like those discoveries
uh-huh.
and those Macintosh that I had.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking that they could be cooked further sometime down the road. You're not planning to keep these all winter or anything like that.
Right.
And also, because I had been to the dentist and I had some dental work done, so I was very happy to have some of these. So I was eating them right away, right out of the jar.
Right, instead of having to bite into a crunchy apple.
What I'm thinking is you could do this not only with apples. You could do it with, like, now all those plums, all those prune plums are ripe right now, and they're in huge abundance. If you went out and grabbed those, and you're not going to eat gallons
no,
of
you're
prune
not,
plums.
But this would be a good
but
way
boy,
to
you
to
could,
keep them.
You could do them very quickly. Don't even worry about it. Don't worry about keeping them all fall or spring or whatever. You're going to have them so that you can eat. Hey, you'll be happy as heck come Thanksgiving.
And they're not going to keep all winter. They're just going to keep for a few weeks in the refrigerator.
Sure.
I think that's a wonderful idea, John.
So just throwing that out for you, folks, it's just a quick preservation idea. Don't worry about doing anything fancy with these things because you're going to be opening those jars right away.
Yes, you
and
are.
As soon as you do that, don't forget to tune in to
The Food Guys.